In August, US President Donald Trump announced his plan to escalate the US involvement in Afghanistan, America's longest ever war, and to send more US troops to fight the Taliban. You tweeted that you strongly oppose this new US strategy, that it's, quote, against the national interest of Afghanistan. How is it against the national interest of your country to have your allies sending you more troops to fight the number one threat to peace in your country, the Taliban?
The Afghan people are sick and tired of war, in whatever name that may be. When we welcomed the United States in Afghanistan in 2001, the Afghan people, for the first time, accepted and supported and welcomed a foreign military power in the hope that finally we'll have peace and progress and stability. And for a number of years, that was true.
But the US government would say that they're sending more troops now for the same reason that they sent troops in the first place in 2001, to defeat, to fight, to beat the Taliban. The Taliban are the cause of the violence in Afghanistan, they would say, not US troops.
They are not anymore the only cause of violence in Afghanistan. The war itself is breeding violence in Afghanistan. I want the Taliban, who belong to Afghanistan, who are Afghans, to come back to Afghanistan and to sit down with their own people and bring peace to Afghanistan, and through that bring the stability to our life that we need. If 40% of the country are in the past 3 years have fallen in the hands of the Taliban, that speaks for the failure of the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. The U.S. failed in Afghanistan because they did not target the sanctuaries. They did not go to the sanctuaries, to the sources of training and nursing and financing terrorism. They rather went on attacking Afghan villages, Afghan homes, Afghan children. They created prisons in Afghanistan. They violated Afghan sovereignty in every imaginable way. The way they behaved in Afghanistan, the heavy-handed military behavior in Afghanistan, caused the Afghan people's alienation. And that alienation is bringing about the trouble that we have.